Good morning, historians from around the internet. Welcome back to the Old History Podcast, part of the Old History Social Media Project. If you haven't already, go check out the Old History YouTube channel and the Old History Facebook page. It's for stuff that might not make it into a podcast, and stuff might not make it into a YouTube video, so on and so forth. Also, be sure that if you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can do so right here on Anchor. Or if you want to donate to the project as a whole, you can register for an account on Patreon, and it's patreon.com/oldhistory. And lastly, be sure to go give my good friend Jason over at the Beard Guy and Friends a look-see for all you guys out there that are listening. He has some great products, you know, just trying to advertise for the small businessman. Jason's a good friend of mine. So hope everybody had a great Easter. I got out with family and we cooked a big ham and had dinner. Had a good day. So, let's dive right into the podcast. So this is going to be the last of the Pressman's Home podcast series. It's going to be part three and the last one, at least for now. I might revisit it for new subscribers later on. All right, so Pressman's Home, for those of you that are just now joining us, was the Union headquarters over in Rogersville, Tennessee, for the International Printing Pressman and Assistance Union of North America. It was built, well, to say it was built in 1911 is a bit of an understatement, because the area had been settled for about 100 years prior, about 80 or 90 years prior to that, before they bought. But anyway, it was home for a printing union who taught people from all over the world how to really fine-tune their craft in the printing press. And it's been said that if you were a citizen of Hawkins County, you could go to the Pressman's Home free of charge and they'd teach you, which I think is amazing. All right, so continuing on, if you want to hear more about the Pressman's Home, please see the last two podcasts and start with part one. So the International Printing Pressman and Assistance Union of North America, well, I abbreviated the IPPAU. 1889, when unhappy members of the International Typographical Union left, which the ITU, which we'll call it, was founed May 5th, 1852 in Cincinnati, Ohio. At that time, it was the oldest union in the United States to continuously operate into the late 20th century. It was originally named the National Typographical Union. It had a reputation as the most democratically governed union in the country. Now, eventually, closer to the 1900s, like we mentioned earlier, it grew to be one of the largest printing unions in the world, with members exceeding 125,000 at its peak. But up until Major Barry came into presidency, the huge 2,500-acre complex that we see today remained nothing more than a dream, honestly. Become a beacon of hope for aspiring pressmen, and the legacy that followed the union was greatly intertwined with Major Barry's life. It was by his hand that the union moved from its old headquarters in Cincinnati, Ohio, to its current resting place in Hawkins County, Tennessee. Now, this was one of the most successful unions in the world, but despite all of that success that came with the union and its location in the world, all good things must come to an end. The beginning of the end for the Pressman's Home started when Major Barry died in 1948. Well, we'll just say the late 1940s. I don't know exactly when he died. Because he was the only benefactor that kept the union in Hawkins County. You know, he was 25 minutes away from town. It was by itself. Basically, it had everything necessary. But as time moved forward, it moved forward without the Pressman's Home. In the 1960s, late 50s and early 60s, rival unions began lobbying in D.C. It was concluded that the times were a-changing and at a very rapid pace. And by 1967, union leaders concluded that it was in the best interest of everyone if the IPPAU moved to a more urban area. The massive complex was deemed way out of date, as if you've been following this series of podcasts, certain things like the tuberculosis sanatorium was torn down because it was basically deemed too out of date. It was basically put there because it was thought that printing ink had a direct correlation to tuberculosis. And time moved forward, it found that that was false. Eventually, it just became a financial drain on the union. Well, the union would shut down everything. They shut down all operations. They put the brakes on and the wheels just stopped. And for some time, until bandits got a hold of it after they left, it still had files and paperwork in the offices. Now, the IPPAU would remain on the union registry until 1973, until it merged with the International Stereotypers, Electrotypers, and Plate Makers Union of North America. It also merged again to form the International Printing and Graphics Communication Union. And then sometime after that, it became the Graphic Communications International Union. Wow, that's a mouthful. So the union would move to Washington, D.C. in the very late 60s. And basically, that just spells the end of it. All of the buildings for the Pressman's Home just kind of fell into disrepair. They weren't used. But what exactly happened after that? Well, the fate that befell the union was, and the complex was unfortunate, especially in later years. But attempts were made at salvation because who in their right mind wouldn't fix that place if they had the opportunity? You had all that space, all that land, just kind of sitting there. Well, one of them was when the state of Tennessee tried to turn it into a prison complex. It was going to, I think, if I read correctly, it was going to be turned into a supermax prison. But that really didn't sit too well with the Hawkins Countyans. So they basically put their foot down and told the government no. Another attempt was made, and should have been, a giant retirement village for the elderly. The Christian Entertainment Network tried to propose a Christian theme attraction exclusively for 25 to 54 year old Christian men, but county leaders brushed that idea away. More recently, the Malibu, California based New Paradigm Institute and Earthways Foundation bought some of the land but have no definitive plans as of yet. In 2005, the Lakeview Utility District took over the Pressman's Home Plumbing and Heating Shop, which was built in 1948, and converted it into the area's first state-of-the-art membrane water filtration plant. And the team used as much of the original structure as possible to preserve its history, even leaving the peeling green shuffleboard outlines on the wooden floors on the second story. Certain buildings no longer exist, like the hotel. Again, if you've been following the podcast, hotel's gone. The administration building is in a state of ruins. The home building burned down. The pearly gates, which at one time was the entrance to the Pressman's Home, one of them is gone. And so on and so forth. The natatorium fell down. The swimming pools filled in. And all the buildings are in ruins except for the barn, which we now call it the Castle Barn. Andrea Davidson runs a little, I guess it's wrong to say it's a club, but I can't think of the word for it. It's for music and stuff like that. She keeps it up with her company/organization. And then the current owner of the trade school runs a business out of the trade school. But he keeps it growed up over there, doesn't mow it, so that people won't be tempted to go in there and destroy the stuff. He's a really nice man, but I'm not going to mention his name here just out of respect for him. I don't want him getting harassed. So today, if you haven't by now, if you're planning a road trip here for the spring, I'd advise you to go down 66 and take a turn on Pressman's Home Road in Hawkins County. Just take you a little drive through the countryside. And once you get out off of Pressman's Home Road, take 70 and it'll take you right back into town. So today, on the various Facebook groups that I'm in, you just can't help but to see all the people that go out there, try and take pictures of it, try to trespass. Like, oh my goodness, what in the world is this? Well, now you know. But please don't trespass if you go out there. Please be respectful of somebody who does still own it, and they do still care about it deeply. So we'll cut off this podcast right here. Hope everybody has a great weekend ahead of them. We're well into spring now. I'm working on something for my car. We're going to take some cruises over the weekends and pictures, and might get us some more ideas for old history. Well, see y'all next weekend.